First of all, unfortunately, I was unable to attend because I'm not in the country, but our party was well represented. The vice president and our national secretary were in attendance. I have since been briefed by our vice president as to what transpired in the meeting. I have to confirm that we remain deeply concerned about the lack of consensus on how the election of 2021 will be handled, where there will be satisfaction on the side of the stakeholders. I do understand that the Electoral Commission of Zambia was basically speaking at or to the leaders of opposition political parties, and it was not necessarily a meeting where consensus was reached on the most critical issues of concern. For instance, the issues of registration cards, which are necessary for somebody to become a voter, which are being given to underage people and foreigners. It was raised, but the ECZ, you know, made it sound like it was just a by-the-way thing. We challenged again the online voter registration that some of us feel is connected to another program, and then it is also going to replace our current voters list, a situation we are opposed to.
Last month, you were summoned by the Zambian police to answer questions about your claims that the ruling Patriotic Front Party and President Edgar Lungu had recruited some South Africans to help rig the 2021 election. Were your concerns satisfied?
Absolutely not. None of that was tabled. We did table our concerns about some of the irregularities that we've been talking about. But I must confirm that some of the information that I had, we gave it to the police for the investigation purposes. The Electoral Commission of Zambia did not address itself to any one of those concerns. What they were doing, on the other hand, was to give us a program towards the election of what they are going to be doing and what they have lined up for us. It was not a meeting of consensus. Our concern is that what Zambia needs today is to have confidence in the electoral process. And we do not have any of the two.